Okay, today is Davav. We are on the top line of Davav. Here we go. Amar Rava. Rava said, Meis b'yom tov rishon, if a person passes away, Nebuch, on the first day of Yontif, is asku bo amamim. You get goyim to be busy with the meis. No. Meis b'yom tov sheni. Meis b'yom tov sheni. If the person dies on the second day Yontif, then it's asku bo Yisrael. Then Jews can be busy with it. V'afilu b'shnei yom tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. Even 2 days Rosh Hashanah, on the second day, Masha ain kein b'beitza. That's not the case when it comes to an egg, as Rashi points out. Second line, when in beitza, when it comes to an egg, lo ikilu b'yom tov sheni de Rosh Hashanah, l'ashu z'chol galias. They're not the same. V'ilu Rosh Hashanah no de b'zeh, asur b'zeh. Because if it's laid on one day, it's on the other day. So an egg with more machmir. And when it comes to a burial, second day with more mekel. Nardoy Omri, the Nardoyim said, Af bebeitza, even for bebeitza, right? My daitecha, why do you want to say it's aser? Dilma ma'abri le elul? Maybe they're going to make elul ibur month, and then it's 2 days, are really one long day? That's what you're telling me? That never happened. Since Ezra, days of Ezra, it never happened that Ella was Mubar. Rashi says Tos on top, Vim Tomar. What do you mean? Vamrinan Be'erivin, that Rabbi Yossi Osar Beitza Shinolda Barishon, Rosh Hashanah, Biyom Hasheni. On second day. It was later the first day, Osar second day. Vim Kain, Eich Pelig Anaradoi, Rabbi Yossi Shutana. How can they argue on that? And the answer is, V'yishlama, Rabbi Yossi Osar, Is Rami. If it would happen, he would answer it. But it never happened. So they're not arguing. If it would happen, then it would be a problem. But it never happened. Happened one time in history. Happened only one time in history. That one time. From yesterday's daf.
We're still discussing the same thing.
Same thing. For 2-3 days.
How can he argue on Matthias?
No, they're not arguing on Matthias. If it would ever happen, Rabbi Yossi would say that it's one long day.
Matthias is that what day it is.
Okay,
it is.
No. Are we choshesh it might happen? They were going to treat 2 days Rosh Hashanah as one Yom Arichta, and then if it's also, if it's later on, it's also on the other.
The problem is we mess it up this for ourselves.
So then I say, I hear what Biosi is saying, but it never happens. It's never going to happen. It never happens. If it will happen, okay, we'll deal. But it never happened. Never happened. It's never going to happen. Except for one time it happened. It happened one time. Amar Marzutra, so Marzutra says, Loa Maran, that this is only true that they're busy with the funerals, Ela de Ishtohi, if they delayed. Right? In other words, if the mace person passed away Erev Yontif, and for whatever reason, they didn't have a chance before Yontif, whatever the reason is, now it's second day Yontif already. The body's been sitting here for 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. Then go get Goyim. Avolo Ishtohi, Mashinale. If the person passed away on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to rush to get Goyim. Let them do some Gedalia. What's going to happen? Ravashi Amar, no. Even if there was no delay like that, Nami lo mashihin and lay. We still don't delay. My time, why not? Yontif sheni lagabi meis kechol shavir rabbanon. When it comes to second day Yontif, it's treated like a chol. Treated like a chol. Afilu l'migzi leglima. You can even cut tachrichim if you need to. V'limagez le'asa. You can even get branches, adasim, to get adasim to mask the smell of the mace, to make it smell better. You can even do that. You can even cut branches. You can even cut besamim on second day Rosh Hashanah, a second day Yontif. Amar Ravina, Voidna, now, Voidna, Iki Chavare Chayshinan. But now that there are Chavarim, we're Chel Choshesh. What is Chavarim? Says Rashi, Umar Risha, a bad people, a bad nation. Parsiim. They lived in the days of the Persians. The Kofanis Yisrael lasas malachtan. They would force Jews to work. Ubi yomtiv hayinidchen mehem ayadeisha omrim lehem yomtivu. Yomtiv, they let them have a day off. They said it's yomtiv. We need a day off. But im yiru osam makabrim masehim. If the Persian, if these people saw the Jews going to a cemetery and burying dead bodies, yakufu osam lemalacha. They can say, why don't you come to work? You told me you needed to take a day off for Yontif. They gave you the day off. Then what are you doing busy with this? So because of that reason, says...
That reason?
who said this? Said Ravina, now we don't do it because they're going to tell us what's going on over here. Right? It's not fair. You guys lied. So because of that reason, no more burying on second day Yontif. Says Tosvos, V'idna, Pirush Rashi, Shekofer Yisrael, Asas Malacha, B'mtevuhu, Yontif, Menichin, Osam, V'im, V'imah, Yeron, Kofer, Medet. Fine. V'hashta, B'zman Hazeh, but now B'zman Hazeh, She'ein Chavarai. There are no such people like that. No such people like that. The Jews didn't work in offices. They worked in the times of the Tosvos. They didn't work like that. They all work for themselves. It's no chashash. What are the goyim going to say? We're closed today. I went over there. Yeah, we're closed over here. We'll open over there. Nobody cares. In the mutter. Now it's mutter again. Now you can go be busy on second day Yontif with burials because that issue of the guy doesn't apply. The ain law marjitorach minyan achel hatiro. Don't tell me, says Hosel, I need another bezdin to matter that. Right? You don't tell me that. The kivin dezeh tam hatam mishum cheshasha. The reason is because of a cheshash. The avra cheshasha. And the cheshash went away. Avra hatam. The tam went away.
When did they make that establishment?
Says to us, it's v'hachinami. V'hachinami. Amrinan gabi mayim megulin. Water that's exposed. The asrinan. We azer it. Why? Shemanach ha-shasamehen. Maybe a snake bit it, put the poison in it. V'achshav she'en ha-chashim metu menen. There's no snakes now. Look, no snakes. You're coming into your kitchen to put venom into the pitcher of water you left out. No such thing. Ein anu shosamehem. We can drink it. V'afilu chetchila. Even lechetchila. Anybody not drink water because of that? No. There are people that still do, but you don't have to do it. You don't. What? I don't know about that. I don't know. Afal pi shehu davar shev minyan. Even though it was made, the bezin made gzeira. The bezin made gzeira. And now we got rid of that gzeira. No bezin equal to them got rid of the gzeira. So when do we get rid of the gzeira? And when do we say, we don't get rid of the gzeira?
Like
riding a horse on Shabbos.
No, second
or things like that.
Or like second
no, but second day is a minug. We kept it on ourselves, the minug. Right? So the Pichadosh says, first of all, not such an easy answer. But one thing he says, Pichadosh, it has to be clear that the reason why the gzeira was made was built into the gzeira. And if the reason doesn't apply, then the gzeira doesn't apply. We're absolutely certain. We don't know why they authored different things. They might have told us, yeah, it's for this and this reason. Is that really the reason? Well, it's one of the reasons. So when it comes to Mayim Megulin, that's the only reason. It's the only reason. It's no other reasons. That reason goes away. The reason goes away, the gzeira goes away. Second day, why can't we bury on second day Yontif? Because the goyim are going to look at us funny. That reason went away. If that reason went away, then the time goes away, then the gzeira goes away.
So we blow shofar in the morning,
yeah.
Because we had a problem once that something happened.
Right, so that's another issue.
It went away, but we're still blowing at the same time.
Right, so the reason is we're afraid maybe it'll come back.
And we're not afraid of this.
It's the same reason why we light Hanukkah candles indoors.
Exactly.
Why? Because maybe the gzera will come back. So stay indoors. It's been 1,000 years and no gzera. Stay indoors.
So
the Rishon already said that reason.
I understand, but that means there's really no real answer.
No, someone's saying we're going to go back to snakes.
Yeah, maybe if you're
Israel, if you're living in the jungle,
Israel or in
exactly.
The jungle,
so Einachinamis, maybe there it's an issue. But in France, there was no issue where they lived. There's no issue.
Well, there's no issue.
There's no issue in New York.
No,
but it might go back. It's not going back. The infestation of snakes in New York, it's not going to happen.
When do you say it's going to go back? When do you say it's not going to go back?
So Umikal Makob, Rabbi Natan Haya Oser, Rabbi Natan didn't allow it. There was a story in the town of Maloyan. Someone died on Yontif Sheni. They wanted to be busy with it. Lekovra to bury him. Rabbanan said, no, absolutely not. V'shalach lahem b'nei b'schar ena b'nei Torah v'atam b'nei Torah. Like, what? I don't want people burying. They don't know what they're doing. That's what Rabbanan said. They don't know what they're doing. I don't want them to be busy with it. Kedisha b'Shabbes sholvik for makes beyond of sheni mishum delav b'nei Torah in avasal azuzebe. They don't know what they're doing. They're not b'nei Torah, and therefore Ben Tam said maybe that's what you're saying. Basically, we don't know. They don't know what to do. Not allowing it. Avol hari amar de ein zed dimyon. Not a comparison. Tolunin harbe dvarim ashkachan de ena b'nei Torah. Many things like what kind of thing is that? There are many. We don't make zeris based on who you are. Oh, for the smart ones, for the Bein Torah, they could do like this. But for the Amaratim, no, because they were like that. Because he says like this, they were eating a certain thing that was cooked by goyim, right? But if you like, if you can eat it raw, then there's no issue of bishul nachi and bishul akum. If you can eat it raw, and these things that can be eaten raw, v'chol shu nechal kamoch shu chay, ain't mo mishul bishul enochrim. Umishani. So the answer was shloha yibnei Torah. Didn't happen in Torah. V'ain anu lanu chashash b'davar zeh. Tchemal v'chol shu nechal kamoch shu chay, ain't mo mishul bishul enochrim. They're not smart enough to make that distinction. The guy can make it for me because really you can eat it raw. That's already, you have to be alamdas for that. These were alamdanim. So they made that, no, don't eat that even for the goy, even though it's mutter really. For Rabbi Chil Omar, the low dami, the shiny hacha, here it's different, food cooked by a goy, the betzinahu ochel, it's in private. Right? Bebeso, full of afshim milsa, it's not a big production. I will look for a mason before hesia, but to go get into a car and go drive to the cemetery to bury somebody, a second day yontif, afshim milsa, it's a big production. The ain noch and lahatir, I'm not allowing that. For Odom Rabbeinu Tam, the bezman azeh, nami yeshuadim shemu shabadim l'malchus. What do you mean? There are people that have jobs, so they're going to jobs, and they told the boss, I need to take off a yontif. The boss said, okay, you have yontif, I'll let you take off. Lasas malacha, kigon lekabel amas, they work at the IRS, ulasasek b'tarcheim, and you want to take off. Hilchach, im yiro, shitasku, lasas malacha, b'meis, yikufo odin lasas malacha, malachos. They're going to make you go back to work. They see you busy with that, they're going to make you go back to work. So for all these reasons, nah, I don't know how it ends off, lemaisa. Lemaisa, I don't know what we do. I know, it might have been different in the 50s, I don't know.
How's the Ayinesach working?
What do you mean, how's the Ayinesach work?
Nobody's ever going to go give it to Avodah Zarah again.
Right, so that could be...
But they built it to that one because maybe...
Right. No, so that could be... So that could be the Xera that we don't know the full reason. It could be... What? No, it could be... It could be also we don't want them... You don't want them hanging out with their daughters.
Okay, well,
so that didn't go away.
Fine, but it's Tam Yenom, and then... We've warded it
right,
down.
Right. So you can say it's all under the same rubric. Okay.
Since you saw this, too many questions.
No, it's a fair question. It's a fair question. It's a fair question. I don't know the answer. Do I have to give an answer? Right. No, I know there was a Xera that a Kohanim have to cover their hands in the Duchat. Why? Because... Why can't you look? Not because that's a hocus. That's a... No. Because the Kohen's have something wrong with his hands. Yes. And then you're going to make fun of him.
Yes, right.
That's the reason. Yeah. That's the reason.
That's the shoe thing.
And that's the reason why the hands are covered, because they're going to make fun of him. Now, that zero doesn't apply anymore. Make fun of people. If they have tape paint on their hands, that's not a reason. Not, but yet. So that's Ravina have a Yosef Kameh. The answer is, I don't know. I don't know. There are some Gzeros that are gone. Some Gzeros don't go away. Yeah, it is. It really is. Ravina Haviyasa Kamedra of Asi, B'shnei Yom Tovim Shavu Shoshana. It was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So it was Thursday morning, and Chaziyah Davi Atzif, he saw that he was sad. Ravina was sad. So Amalei, my Atzif, my wife sad. So Amalei, Delo Asuvi Iruvi Teshulim. I forgot to make an Erev Teshulim. I can't cook for Shabbos. So Amalei, Leisiv Mar Idid, make it now. Make an Erev Teshulim now. Me lo amar rava meniach adam iruv tashil biyantif chavero umasne. You can make it now. Now it's Thursday. So make it like this. Take an erev tashil. If today's chol, I'm making an erev tashilin. And if today's yantif, then tomorrow is Friday. I can cook for Shabbos. So the man of shach is safe. Why don't we do that? So amalei em adam rava shnei yom tovim shal galios b'shnei yom. That's b'shnei. Sorry. When did he say that din? By shnei yom tovim shal galios. You could do that game. Two days Rosh Hashanah, he said he could do that? Even 2 days Rosh Hashanah? Thursday, Friday? What do you mean? Even the egg is mutter. Amar Alev Mordechai, Beferish Amar Limar, the Lo Savalo Nahardai. We don't hold like that. We don't hold like that. Therefore, you can't do that on 2 days Rosh Hashanah.
If today is Chol.
If today is Chol, then make an Erev Tashilin today.
What do you mean Erev Tashilin?
Because it's Friday, Shabbos. I'm going to cook on Friday for Shabbos. Tomorrow's Friday, second day Yontif, second day Rosh Hashanah, I'm cooked for Shabbos. If tomorrow's Chol, then I can cook for Shabbos.
1 second, today's Thursday.
Today's Thursday. So he forgot to make an Erev Tashilin on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
So he wakes up Thursday, what am I going to do? So make it now, with it tonight. Right. Either today's Chol or tomorrow's Chol. So either way, you're safe.
But he's not allowed to do this. Allah is not even in
At least they held it. I don't know if Zmanazeh, what the Shulchan Aruch says. What do you do if someone forgets to make an Erev Tavshilin on Yontif? I don't know.
You can't cook.
You can't cook. What about in second and Rosh Hashanah? Also not.
Right.
For sure not. Even Rosh Hashanah, even the Gemara didn't let that. Yontif, they let it. Itmar. If Rosh Shanolah b'Yontif, if a chick is born on Yontif, Rav Omar, Osir, Ushmul Viter Yochanan Omar Mutter. It's a machlokas. Osir Umutter. Is the chick Osir Umutter? Rav Omar, Osir Muksahu. It's Muksa. Shmul Omar Viter Yochanan Omar Mutter. It's Mutter. How can you say it's Osir? If you can shecht it, why can't you eat the egg? It doesn't make sense. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Bile Daso, Leo's nichshad, mashloha ilafan of Lufnele Daso. Before it was born, Af Muksihitr is Atsum Bile Daso. Domingo is Kanlai, it's Kanlai. I was like, can I take this egg? Can I take this chicken and eat it? Shecht it?
Sure.
Yes. So what's Muksa? That doesn't make any sense. So Amar Lei, Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, L'Rav.
Once it doesn't make a difference what you set it aside for.
What?
If it was born on Yontif, so it was never set aside for either one, so maybe you're not.
So that Tosfos asked that question. And Tosfos says that there's a separate problem called Nolad. That's a separate problem of Nolad. It also says, look at Tosfos of Howell. Pirish Rashi, Matar Atmo Ledaso Leos Nishad Avo Kodim Ledaso Hoya Osir. Right? Fekivan the Askin Lashita Askinam Linin Muksa. Well, since the mother could be shechted, so how could the baby be Muksa? So, Vitema, Lamalul Shmuel Vabrochan Hachtaima, typically be sure to less lay Muksa. Maybe they don't hold for Muksa. Kidamina Beparak be Sheikhsha. Shmuel Ziri Vabrochan from Shimon Sira Lahu. Like that. Vishamar, number one, Dacha, Kamar, Taima, Filo, Behuda, they say Muksa. Shari, Mahai Taima, Chachzor, Chai Taima. No, he holds different Muksa. I want to give the answer that applies to everybody. Inami, or Itzrach, Filo, Shimon, they say Muksa, the mode of Baha'i Muksa, Dacha, Havik, Grogus, it's Smukin, it's a different kind of Muksa. It's Nolad. And therefore, everyone would agree it's Muksa, so it's still Mutter, says Rashi. It's still Mutter, says the Gemara, it's still Mutter, because it's Matar Atzmo L'Shchita. Amalei Rav Kahana, Rav Asi L'Rav, V'chima Bein Zeh L'Egel Shnolo B'Yontif. Why is it different than an animal born on Yontif? An animal born on Yontif, right, it's Mutter to eat. Amalei, Ho L'Muchan Gabay Imo B'Shchita. Because it's a big difference. Because an animal born, if you shecht the mother and the animal's inside, you're allowed to eat it. So if you're allowed to eat it, then the egg for sure. So what's the, one second? So yeah, if you're allowed to eat it, so therefore the egel was also prepared when Shabbat started.
Wait a second. That means if I prepare that chicken who's going to lay egg tomorrow morning, I'm preparing for an egg.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
No. What's going on here?
If there's a chicken inside, no.
No, it's a chicken side, no.
I understand it. That's the same thing.
Exactly. So no, it's different.
Is it doing a pepakua thing?
Well, exactly. It's pepakua. It's butter.
The egg is because considered a sheretz.
No. If it's a pepakua, then they're considering it's part of the animal. There's no difference between the mother and the baby.
If you check the mother and there's an animal inside, it's butter. Pepakua, it's butter, right? So therefore, the egel was muchan because the mother was muchan, right? But an Ephroach that was born on Yontif, it wasn't able to be eaten the day before. So therefore it should be in Muksa. So Gemara says, Ma bein tel egel shnola ben a trefa. What about an eagle born from a trefa?
Why wasn't it able to be eaten? If you would have shechted the mother and the egg was inside, you couldn't eat the egg.
No, I think not.
Because the chick didn't open their eyes.
Yeah, the chick didn't open its eyes yet. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. Maybe tomorrow. We're going to get to the thing with the opening of the eyes. It's not edible yet. It's not considered... Bempeku is of an animal. But one second. But says, Gemara, what about an animal whose mother's a trefa? An animal whose mother's a trefa. If the mother's a trefa, then the Bempeku is also a trefa.
So the mother was shut out, but found to be a trefa?
Yes.
The mother was found to be a trefa?
Yeah, and the Bempeku is a trefa. However, if the eagle's born on Yontif, once the animal's born, it doesn't take on the characteristics of the mother. Just because the mother was a trefa doesn't mean the baby's a trefa. But if you're basing it on the fact that it was muchan because it was inside the mother, then the mother's a trefa, and then the baby's also a trefa. Right? In other words, if you shech the mother, and the bempeku is in there, if the mother's a trefa, you can't eat the bempeku either. If the bempeku is born, then it's different bria. the mother was a treifa. That's the mother. It's not the baby.
So what's the problem?
So the problem is that it's not muchan. Because the only reason why it's muchan is because you can check the mother. But yeah, the mother's a treifa. So you can't eat the baby. Shasak Rav. Rav didn't answer that question. It's a good question. Rav couldn't answer that question. He was quiet. Now, either he couldn't answer it or he thought it was so stupid. And I'm not answering that. So stupid. Ridiculous question. Either one. It's machlok why he was quiet. Anyway, Omar Rab Vitam Rav Yosef, my time is Shasak Rav. Why was he so quiet? Lema Luhu, Hol Muchan Agav Imo Leklavim. But 1 second. If the mother was a treifa, then he can make it for dog food. So either way, it's Muchan. Either it's Muchan for me, or it's Muchan for the dog. Either way, we're going to be happy.
Were we talking when you found out that the mother's a treifa after you shot
it? Yes. Yes. I had my eye on that animal. We're going to have it on Yontif. We're going to shecht it. I didn't know it's pregnant. I didn't know it's a treifa. I shecht it. I find the baby inside. All good. It's a treifa. It's all no good. So if it's no good, it's not muchan. That was the issue.
Yeah, but it's no good, isn't it, muksa?
Yes. It's exactly the point. But I set it aside, so it's not muksa. You're allowed to shecht on Yontif. But it turns out now it's a treifa, so lumafrei, it was muksa. So how can you play with it? The answer is, but I can give it to the dog if it's muksa. I can give it to the dog. So I'm a layabai in 1 second. We don't hold like that, giving it to the dog. Hashda muchan la'adam lovim muchan la'klavim. If something's muchan for you, it's not muchan for the dog. Nobody eats dog food. Yeah, you buy dog food in the supermarket, you give it to the dog. No, you don't eat that. That's perfectly acceptable. Muchan l'tnan, says in Shabbos, mechachnas is lulul for the behema, but it's a nevela for the aklavim. You can set it aside, the nevela for the dog. 100%. Dogs eat dog food. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im lo haitz nevela me'er of Shabbos, asur l'f ne'she'enim in a muchan. Not if it's before Shabbos, not muchan. You can't decide on Shabbos, oh, it didn't work for me. All right, I'll give it to the dog. You can't do that on Shabbos. Muchan l'klavim, muchan l'adam. What about if it's muchan l'klavim, then it's muchan for Adam? Amalei in, yeah. Muchan l'adam, lo muchan l'klavim. Demai dechazi leil inish, lo shari leil l'klavim. Yeah, you're not going to give the dog your food. However, muchan l'klavim, muchan l'adam. If it's muchan l'klavim, it's muchan for Adam. Demai te inish, dechomi dechazi leil, because you'll eat whatever you can. Okay. Tanik kavase derav, tanik kavase deshvul. Fitem Rabbi Yochanan. Tanik kavase derav. We have a verse that says like Rav. Egel shenola biyantif mutter. If an eagle is born on Yontif, it's mutter. If roach shenola biyantif, aser. But a chick laid on Yontif is aser.
Looks like that's
halacha. What?
Looks like that's halacha.
Yeah. Ma hefesh ben zeh. What's the difference? So zemuchan agavimo b'shchita. V'ze eno muchan gabe imo. Because one, the animal is muchan regarding the mother, and the chick is not. Tanya kavasi yishmuel v'item Rabbi Yochanan. There's a bride that's like the other way. Who look at this. Tanya kavase de Shmuel v'item Rabbi Yochanan. Some said it's Shmuel or Rabbi Yochanan. Either one. I'm not sure who said it. Egel shenola biyantif mutter. An egel born in yantif is mutter. Why is it mutter? Because it's muchan guarding the mother. Ephraim shenola biyantif mutter. And also mutter. My taima. Why? Zeh muchan gabi imo v'zeh mater asam b'shchita. One is muchan gabi, the mother, that's the eagle, and the bird is muchan because it made itself eligible for shechita, like we said in Amud Aleph. Okay? The Rif doesn't take an issue aside over here. Listen to this vart. The Rif doesn't quote this halacha. Says the Baal HaMor, why not? Says the Rif had a safek. Who said this statement? Was it Shmuel or Rabbi Yochanan? Who's the Bar Plukta of these two people? Rav. So says the Rif, 1 second. We have a rule. When Rav against Shmuel, Rav wins. What about Rav against Rabbi Yochanan? Then Rabbi Yochanan wins. So who wins? Who said it? It's either Rabbi Yochanan or Shmuel. So I don't know who said it. So I don't know what to say. So it's a suffix. I don't know how to paskin. That's so interesting, no? I don't know how to paskin. It's Shmuel or Rabbi Yochanan.
Very good point.
It's a very good point, right? So Duran says, well, the whole thing is a Durabanan, second day Yontif, or all these are Durabanan issues of Muksa, therefore Safek Durabanan Lahakal. It's all Muksa issues. There's no Daraisa here. It's all Muksa things. Muksa is Durabanan, Safek Durabanan Lahakal. Right? The Ravid says, no, we pass it in like Rav, because there's Rabbi Yosef who agreed with him. So there's a later Amora who agreed with him, we pass it like him. Okay, so it's a machlokas. Tanur Rabbanan. Ephroach shenola biyantif aser. If an ephroach is laid on yantif, it's aser. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, af b'chol aser. Even on the weekday, it's aser. Now we're getting to the rub of the matter. Lefisha lo niftechu einav, because it didn't open its eyes yet. And if it didn't open its eyes, it's still considered a sheretz, and you can't eat it. We don't say that by an animal. An animal's born, you can shechit it 5 minutes later. Unless you want to bring it for a carbon, then you have to wait 8 days. But if you don't want to bring it for a carbon, you don't have to wait 8 days, you can shechit it 20 minutes after it's born. By the egg, by chick, not like that. Kiman azla d'tanya, l'kal ha-sheretz, ha-shoretz al-aretz, l'rabas efrochim, shlo niftechu einehem. Kiman? Kirev Eliezer ben Yaakov. Okay. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Now we're going to start this sugya, and it's not going to end today, it's going to end tomorrow. Beta, an egg, im yitzi asa nigmara. It's finished on its exit. When it comes out, that's when it's finished. What does that mean? We're going to have five answers what that means until we get to the real one. My im yitzi asa nigmara, what does that mean? Ilema, does it mean im yitzi asa nigmara umateres lachila b'chalav? Does it mean that that's when it comes out? Then it's mutter to eat it with milk, because it's not fleishiks. As long as it was inside the body, it's part of the mother, it's considered fleishiks. Once it comes out, it's no longer fleishiks. It's an interesting thing. Eggs in there are fleishiks. Out here, they're not fleishiks. Habameyimasur lechel b'chalav. But if it's inside the mother, you can't eat it with milk, because it's considered meat, or chicken, durabana, whatever. For Tanya, we have a brisa that says, Hashochet tarnagolas. If you find it, if you shecht a chick, Umatzaba beitim, and you find eggs, gemuros, completed eggs, mutaris lachlum b'chalav. You're allowed to eat them with milk. Right? Why you allowed to eat them with milk? Ela im yatsasa, one second, gemuros mutaris lachlum b'chalav. Ela im yatsasa nigmura, ela metzasa nigmura, mutaris lachlum b'yamtav. Second, the question. Elam Yatsa, one second. Elam Yitzyasa Nigmara, Umataris L'Achla B'Yamtav, Hab Me'ima Asur L'Achla B'Yamtav. Right?
It's the next hand.
Oh, it's the next hand, I'm sorry. So Ella, okay, I'm sorry. Before we get to that, so Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Beitza Imitziyasa Nigmara. So then they brought a Brisa that said differently. Not a brisa, but they brought a brisa that already said it. Right? They said, Rav, what are you telling us, Rav? It's old news, that story. It can't mean milk. We know that already. So even though Rav is a Tana, Rav could be a Tana, he says over here, in the Alichas Olam, that we don't say that unless we're forced to. We're not forced to say that here. We'll give another answer what Rav meant. And Ella, imitziyasa nigmara, umateris achla biyamtav. What does it mean? It means that if it's laid, it's mutter to eat it on yantif. Habi me'ima, asur lechel b'yantif. But if it's still in the womb, it's still in the body, it's us, not womb. It's us to eat it on yantif. Right? Says Rashi, hachi kamar, yatsasa vaday midbod yom, mutter. Ki vaday hu denegmer b'chol. If it came out on chol, it's for sure, on erev yantif, it's for sure came out. Avalo yatsasa, but if it didn't come out, lo nigmar b'chol, v'asur mishum hachana d'rabba. And then it's a problem of hachana. Of rabba. Remember we had like four reasons why an egg laid on yantif is a problem?
The answer is this.
And Rashi picks hachana d'rabba.
That's what the Rif says also.
Because none of the other answers apply here. None of the other answers apply. Right? Why not? What? Right, so all those, if you shecht the mother, none of those reasons apply. If you shecht the mother and the egg is in there, it's not a pears and ocean. It's like zero, I'm going to pick an apple off a tree. It doesn't make any sense. So the only one that makes sense is a chon of the rabba. So when did the actual egg come out? Well, when was it nigmar? Okay. For Tanya, Hashokher Satanagol, someone shechts a chicken, umotzeba beitim, kumuros, mutaris l'ochlam yantif. You're allowed to eat them on yantif. Takin Rav, Agron Abraisa. We can, but we don't want him to say that. Fechitema kamashlam bebraisa. Maidalashmina bimasnisan. You want to tell me that the braisa says things that the Mishnah doesn't say, right? It says Rashi. Listen to this Rashi. Ein halacha kibraisa zu. This can't be a valid braisa. Da'ashmi'inan ba, maidalashmina bimasnisan. Because this Braisa says things that are not mentioned in any Mishnayos. U'bishum Mishnah lo sasam lon Rebbe Hachi. There's not one Mishnah where Rebbe said this. V'im Rebbe lo shana, and if Rebbe didn't say it, Rebbe Chiya Menalan. Rebbe Chiya Menayin lo. How did Chiya know it? Everyone jumps on Rashi. There are so many halachas that are only in Braisas that are not in Mishnayos. What on earth is Rashi talking about? What's Rashi talking about? Right? There's a braisa that says you're not allowed to use the same pot for milchus and fleishus. It's not in the Mishnah. It's only in a braisa. I always say that one. It's the famous one. Everyone knows that. Everyone holds from it. No one argues on it. Can't use the same pot, milchus and fleishus. Can't use the same pot. It's not in the Mishnah. Now, what Rashi talking about? There's a gigantic footnote here in the Masifta. What's Rashi talking about? Because it doesn't make any sense. Hanami Tanita. Anyway, it's also old news. Beitza Shinol de Biyamtif. It's our Mishnah. First Mishnah of the Masechta. Beishamei omrim to ochel, beishil omrim lo to ochel. Can you eat an egg laid on yontif or not? Beishamei says yes, and beishil says no. Vad kan lo pligi beishamei beishil el benolda. The only argument was late. Avul b'meimon divrei kol shoruyin. But if it was inside the mother, everyone holds its mutter. Agav the mother. V'chitei beishil afil b'meimon nami osri. You want to tell me that even beishil asers, even inside the mother, very. The Hajikani Nolda, why do you say it was late? If he argues on that, why do you say it was late? That's less of a chiddush. Lo diha kochen de beishamai, tell you how mekel beishamai is. That filub nolda misha, even if it's late, it's mutter. Elohad Tanya, what about this? Hashochet es hatarnagolas. If someone shechs a chicken, umatzaba beitzim gemuros, and he finds beitzim gemuros, mutaris lachlan biyantif. He's allowed to eat them. So homani, who said that? Lo Beis Shammai v'lo Beis Hillel. It's neither of them. Why? Because according to Beis Shammai, even laid eggs are good. And according to Beis Hillel, even in the mother are no good. Who said this? Right? Ella. So, I think we should stop here. No. Ella, imitiyasa nigmara, umagadelsa, Ella, rather, imitiyasa nigmara, Umegadelas efrochim, if it's able to have more chicks, bimeima ena megadelas efrochim. Inside the mother, it doesn't have any more chicks. L'may nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? L'mekach umemkar. If you buy it, what's the story, right? If a person says to his friend, I want to buy eggs, in other words, how did this egg get fertilized? If it got fertilized, then with a male, then it's able to have more chicks. So when I buy the chick, I'm buying future eggs. If not, then it can't produce more. So I need to know that. That's what it means. Imitziyasa nigmara, meaning if it's able to reproduce more eggs, I need to know that. Because if I want to buy a chick, I just want to buy a chick to eat it. I want to buy it to produce, to have more eggs. That's only going to work. That's what it means. Imitziyasa nigmara. And then we're gonna we'll stop over here. By the words, ki hahu d'amar lahu dahu. We'll stop right there, and we'll pick up tomorrow.
Summarize that footnote.
But no, it was a whole thing that Rashi only meant by certain brises that didn't have any makar in the Mishnah, but of course he didn't mean it by other brises. Okay.
So we have it a lot of